Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every single week. On the show with us tonight, Phil and Alex of Whitechapel. How you doing, guys?
Doing good. Wonderful.
Thanks for being on the show. We're here to talk about the new album, The Valley, which is an extremely personal concept album. Phil, what strength comes from being vulnerable with your lyrics?
I mean, it just shares a story for people and lets them relate to things. I don't really feel necessarily vulnerable because it's just been so long since everything happened. So I just, it's easy for me to tell a story. And I think that people just really relate to things like that. And, you know, you can write stuff that's like brutal and, you know, kind of fantasy driven, but this tends to be, you know, people connect with it on a personal level. And it helps a lot of people. I've had a lot of people tell me that they were actually, you know, had their life saved by us, which is...
It's got to be an amazing feeling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I don't really think I feel necessarily vulnerable or anything. It's just more of like a kind of seems like my duty now.
Phil and Alex from Whitechapel on the show with us tonight. Their new album, The Valley, is out now. Here's a tune from it, Black Bear, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Phil Bozeman and Alex Wade of Whitechapel on the show with us this evening, talking about the new Whitechapel album, The Valley. And revisiting a dark, tumultuous childhood can be a fragile process. Alex, what responsibility comes with being a musical curator of someone else's catharsis?
You know, we definitely felt like the background for his story had to be there, you know? So I think one of the coolest part, though, and a couple questions that we've had on different interviews is, you know, a lot of people have asked, what was it like writing music for this concept? And honestly, the music was written before he even told us the concept. So I think that's really cool how the music played out to fit what he wanted to do lyrically so well, when it honestly wasn't even really planned. Like, we just wrote riffs and put the music together as usual, and then handed everything over to Phil. And then that's when he was like, well, these are the song ideas that I have. These are the ideas that I have for the lyrics. What do you think? And we're like, that's amazing. Like, that's, you know, it's been a while since we've done kind of a more concept driven record. The past 3 records have just kind of been about whatever, and this one is actually like a whole theme and a whole concept and everything. So when he said that that was what he wanted to do, we were all really excited about it.
Full Metal Jackie, Phil Bozeman and Alex Wade with us of Whitechapel. Again, we're celebrating the release of their new album, The Valley. It's out now. Gotta take a quick break. Still to come, music from Testament, Pantera, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit coming up with Jamie Josta, plus music from Metallica and more. It's Full Metal Jackie, Phil Bozeman and Alex Wade of Whitechapel on the show with us tonight, talking about the new Whitechapel album, which is called The Valley. And some stylistic changes were evident on the last album. This time, what else did you need to explore musically in order to properly tell the story of The Valley?
I think for us, with every record, it's just about growth. We never want to be stagnant. We don't want to put out the same thing that we did last time. So for us musically, it's just trying something different and not really pigeonholing ourselves into a box of expecting, like, this is what we should sound like. Like, there's no expectation of, like, it needs to sound like this, or it needs to be this heavy, or, you know, whatever. So we just kind of leave it open, and whatever we write and whatever we think sounds good, that's what we end up using. You know, if a riff is a clean part, it doesn't matter if it sounds a little softer or not. If it sounds good, then it sounds good, and we're going to use it. So I think that's the biggest thing for us going forward, is just never really limiting ourselves and what our music could be.
Whitechapel's new album, The Valley, is out now. We've got Phil and Alex from Whitechapel with us. Quick break. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Slayer, In Flames, Pantera, and more with Phil and Alex. It's Full Metal Jacket, Phil and Alex of Whitechapel with us. Again, the new Whitechapel album is called The Valley, and working within a specific framework of a concept album can be a challenge musically and lyrically. What were the biggest hurdles you faced when making The Valley?
I mean, I guess when it comes to making an album, I think time constraints could be the best or the biggest obstacle that you have to overcome, because everyone has deadlines. You know, you when you're working with, you know, tons of different people, you have to be efficient with your time. But I think that when it comes to writing music, we don't really struggle too much, which is a blessing for us. I feel like when it's crunch time that we deliver, and we have so much material that's been built up over the years that, you know, we've been able to dig into, you know, computers and hard drives and stuff and bring out stuff that we'd used before that just didn't work on the last album. And, you know, it works on the new album just because of a new part that was written that could be used with an old part that was written by, you know, one of the guitar players or just any one of us. So
yeah, there's sometimes we'll end up using a part that we actually wrote like 4 years ago, you know, so it could have been on two or three records ago, but we just didn't have any other parts that really went with it, you know. So it helps to have that vault of riffs kind of that you can go back to and, you know, just have a lot of different ideas to pull from.
Phil Bozeman and Alex Wade with us talking about Whitechapel's new album, The Valley. Quick break. Up next, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also check out a new tune from In Flames and more with Phil and Alex. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Alex and Phil from Whitechapel on the show with us tonight. The new album is called The Valley, and people connect with music most when they recognize themselves in it. How have you prepared yourself for the emotional reaction you may get from someone who lived similar experiences?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that is, I feel like I'm honored to be able to share that with someone. I get different stories all the time, you know, just whether it's someone that came up in a bad upbringing, or someone that's going through a personal issue currently. And it sounds weird to say, but it's nice to hear, you know, because it's, you know, we relate to it and we connect that way. But I think that it's more of a more like just an emotional feeling to have, like, you know, through the music with these people. And it's hard to really stay connected with these people, because, you know, they're not in our everyday lives and everything, so what you say to them has to be that the most important thing right then and there, because you know when the next time you're going to talk to this person, you know, because me talking to them could, you know, save their life from, you know, taking their own life, you know, the next night or the next week or something. And it's wild, you know, just knowing that I've had that impact over, you know, the course of our career so far.
Full Metal Jackie, the new Whitechapel album is called The Valley. Pick that up. Phil and Alex, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us.
Yep, no problem.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.